Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, I welcome all of you, together with all brothers and sisters who are joining us online and who are having also part in this meeting. We are very grateful to God for last night, for the mighty Word of God, and also for the impact of the Word. It of course doesn't return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And we trust that the Lord also this morning will bless us anew, and we are in great expectation. May the Lord really give grace and strength. Now, let us sing a couple of songs and hymns for His glory. Let us start with song number 3. Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood? Number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Yes, brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important questions. Are you washed? And we may all the time come to our Savior and Redeemer. We may lay off everything, putting it under the cross and really washing our hearts by His blood so that we are ready when the bridegroom comes. Let us also sing song number 9. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Then afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for an introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray. Can we say amen? Praise and thanks. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, fills my heart with a heavenly shine. May this happen also this morning. May the Lord be in our midst, and may He give each one of us of what we are asking for, of what we are having desire of. And our desire, our longing are not the things of this world, but that what the Lord has promised unto us in His Word. We have heard it last night. We are the children of promise by Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Lord come to His right with each one of us. Now I would like to read a word of the Scripture which we read many times, but which Scripture didn't we read often? Which one? And nevertheless, God's Word always speaks to us anew to our hearts, because it's God's Word. It's alive. It's the truth. I read from Hebrews chapter 10, the well-known word from verse 35. Hebrews 10, verse 35. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." Are we also not waiting this morning that this hour comes? We don't know the time and not the hour, but we believe that it will happen in our days when the Lord returns. And may He make us all ready. We have heard it last night. The foolish and the wise. May we be wise. May be we part of the wise who only believe what and as the Scripture says. I read on. "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." That's right, brothers and sisters. Here, Hebrews 11, verse 6, here it's written, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God." And this we want. We want with all our hearts, we want to please God. And that's what we are asking for. Lord, work the well-pleasing in our lives. Verse 39, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition." Amen? Of course. We are not drawing back, but we are enduring until the Lord comes to His goal with all of us. Not drawing back, with nothing to do with it. Unto perdition, which leads unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. May the Lord bless us all together this morning. May He open the windows of heaven above us, and may the blessing, the showers of blessing, come upon all of us. Are we not having desire for it? We are, of course, not only sitting here, but we have a longing not only to hear of God, but to really experience Him in His revelation. He is present. The scripture testifies of it. Where Jesus Christ was, wherever he was on earth, there he helped all those who came to him. Is this different this morning? No, it's the same. Jesus Christ is present by the Holy Spirit, and he wants to fulfill his promise in all of us. Do you want to believe? I want to believe. May the Lord help us all. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Father in heaven, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we say thanks unto you, O God, that we can look up to you knowing you have said it in your word to us. And we thank you, Lord, great God. You spoke last night, and also this morning you are speaking to us. Each one of us has nothing to do with drawing back, but with the believing. So please give us all faith and increase this faith in each one of us, whether here at this place or all over the world. Those who are hearing your word, not a word of man, but it's your word which is presented to us. We receive it and we thank you for it. Please bless each one of us, Lord. As already said, everywhere we thank you, Lord. Also for this day. And as we were told already, we have come, Lord, to hear and to receive and to give thanks unto you, O Lord. Please be with us in our midst, and everywhere let your Spirit be at work, so that your word, Lord Jesus, can be received as the precious seed in a good heart and bringing forth fruit for the glory of your name. Lord Jesus, please bless also the lips through which you will speak. We ask it in your precious name of Jesus. We receive it as your word, because it's your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Once again, please bless from the riches of your grace. And we want to praise you and honor you and exalting and glorifying your name. Amen. Amen. Let us sing a couple of choruses. They come from the east and west. Chorus Chorus number four. Yesterday, today, and forever. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. We say Amen. You may be seated. We are here, of course, to hear the Word of God, to have a new experience with God. And as it was read already, it's just so mighty. Before the foundation of the world, the Lord purposed a work of redemption. Before there was a Garden of Eden, before there was a creation, before there was a fall, in eternity, God purposed already the plan of salvation, the redemption plan He purposed. God knew exactly what would take place. He included everything, and we are happy that we are having part in this great plan of salvation of our God. Now quickly, the greetings. And before we give you the greetings, I would like to once again, especially, welcome all the ministering brethren. Also, our brother Willie from England, and all brothers who are ministering with the Word. Be welcome, and may the Lord God use you, and may He bless you there where you are, and may He make you a blessing. All brothers who are now ordained from the Lord to have part in the proclamation, they pass on the same revealed word. The spiritual food is being given out. The man of God does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And this Brother Branham said so very nicely in the conversation with Dr. Lee Vale. Before that, the opinion was that the love was the true sign. And then the angel of the Lord corrected Brother Branham, and he said, the true sign of a true believer is that he believes every word, believing every word. And faith is a substance, a confidence to that what God promised, being fully persuaded that whatever God promised, that He will also do it and fulfill it. Brothers and sisters, what kind of grace has been given unto us? All these connections by grace, we can see them. We got them revealed, and we are having real part in that what God is doing right now. Then we have also our brother Ben in our midst from the Congo. We have brother Isaac here from Abidjan. May God bless our brothers in a special way. Then we have greetings from Bulgaria. Greetings from Brother Paul Nyagi. Greetings from Brother Etienne Chenton. Also, very special, we all know about that the Lord took Brother Graf home. And Brother Graf and Brother Etienne, they were not only brothers, they were friends. They made a couple of journeys together. And our brother feels a bit alone now. Today I told him that that I would like to be now a friend to him. Then we have here Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. He's sending greetings. Brother Cecil is sending greetings. And very special greetings from Dr. Bope from Johannesburg. He's sending special greetings. His wife, our sister, is in our midst today. Then we have greetings from Brother Ngonga. Greetings from Brother Trapani. Greetings from Brother Solomon from Ireland. He's greeting with John 17, verse 6. That says, I have declared thy name unto them whom thou hast given me from the world. Not to all, but to them whom thou hast given them, which thou gavest me out of the world. Those who are joined with me, those who hear the word inspired by the Spirit and who got the name of the Lord revealed. Then Brother Yappi is greeting from Abidjan. Then Brother Davi from Malawi. Then Brother Lundula from South Africa. Then Brother Ferry from Budapest. Then today also special greetings from all brothers and sisters from Sweden. May God bless you all there. Then Brother Alexander from Tajikistan. Then Dr. Lotika is sending special greetings. Then Brother Malik is also sending greetings. But he is asking a question which I don't like at all. He is asking here, what kind of conflict is between you and between the Branham family? There's no conflict at all. Not at all. If somebody makes a trouble, then he caused it on his own. And we just have to say it here. If Brother Branham, for instance, at the dedication of his daughter Rebecca, he said, you are a prophetess of the highest. Then he said it like this. But he didn't say to it, thus saith the Lord. It was his wish. It was his longing. It was his longing, his desire. And at his son, with his son Joseph, he said the same. But, and may all know it now, right after he added, you, my son Joseph, are a prophet of the highest, of the Most High. This is my prayer. This was his prayer. Would I not be happy if my two sons would accompany me? If they would serve the Lord, and may God give it. And why not? With God, all things are possible. And when Brother Branham was still alive, I had a special relationship to the family. This is true. I was drinking tea there, and Sister Branham, she even said, Brother Frank, I would like it best that I would give you the pulpit of 1937. I would like to give it to you to Germany, on which Brother Branham was preaching. When the Ohio flood was, and where many people died, and this platform was swimming in the water until the unto the ceiling. And Brother Julius Stetsgliff, he was there. But what do I want with the pulpit? I have here my own simple pulpit, and this is enough. So, and then the question, after the main, about the headquarter, there's no headquarter on the earth, only in heaven. And if Brother Branham has said, my home church is my headquarter, here the food is being stored in. The same Brother Branham has said, when I preach somewhere else, then I cannot say all these things as I say them here in my home church, and I can teach them. And therefore, he had a home church so that the food can be stored in. Even at the opening of the seals, Brother Branham was already in Arizona, and then he got the instruction when the supernatural cloud descended. And when he received the instruction, return to Jeffersonville to experience and to preach the opening of the seven seals, what is written therein. God has an order in his plan of salvation. God has an order in the church. And in the same way, the Lord led it in such a way that we have the same food, the same revealed word, receiving it. Until now, until today, I never preached any negative word about anyone, and in all the future I will not do it. But also the son Joseph, in May 1955, he was born. He was 10 years old when Brother Branham was called home. He was playing football somewhere. But a Brother Frank, already 1962, he received the commission to store in the food. And then the prophet of God, on the 3rd of December 1962, he said, wait with the giving out of the food until you receive the rest of it. God put everything in a wonderful order. Let us leave it in the divine order. What we really would wish, that the Lord would come to his right with all. The Lord said it. I would like it best that all would be prophets, that the Spirit of God would really fall down in such a way, and that the Lord can really reveal himself in the church. And to this, let me say the following. Yesterday, we experienced that a large number have come to the front to dedicate their lives to the Lord. But please, don't forget it. It is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever comes to the front must open his mouth. He must open his mouth. He must call upon the name of the Lord and asking him for forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, and then receiving the assurance that he was accepted and that his sin was forgiven. And to this it will be necessary that there will be special prayer hours until each individual has broken through. The same applies for the spirit baptism. If somebody comes to me, I don't refer now. If somebody comes to me and says, Brother Frank, I would like to receive the spirit baptism, and he stays like this. He says like this. Impossible. God's word is being fulfilled in those who seek Him, who call upon Him. No man can experience the Spirit baptism unless he glorifies the power of the blood and of the word and thanking the Almighty God. And while we are in this thanksgiving, then the connection with God is established, and then the Spirit of God takes responsibility. And in that moment, when this tongue praises the Lord, then we start to speak in other tongues, thanking God. Brothers and sisters, much must still happen. Much must still happen. We have heard the word of God throughout all these years, but now it has to become serious. It has to become serious now. The moment must really come where we say, "Beloved Lord, I don't let you go. I don't let you go." And what? Jacob was wrestling with God, wrestling until the sun was rising. And then it became light. And his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And he was a wrestler for God, a man after the heart of God. Brothers and sisters, it's really on my heart that all who hear the word of God now, and just think of it, how many years have passed now, how many journeys, how many miles I flew to bring the last message with the one goal that the bride of the Lamb is ready at the return of the bridegroom. And we all know the return of the Lord is near. Then, Brother Chauffeur is also sending greetings. Brother Bulamba is also sending greetings. Sometimes, when I read all these names, and also Brother Motika is also sending greetings, and one more brother, Bashike, is sending greetings, and he's greeting with 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And there's written the word Maranatha. When I read all these names, then I'm really happy. Please understand it the right way. Then I really rejoice that we will receive a new name. Amen. That we will receive a new name. All the overcomers will receive a new name. Not the name which your mommy and your daddy searched out, but the name which he purposed for us. This name we will receive. And because 1 Corinthians 16 was mentioned, the word with Maranatha was recommended, let us ask the brothers and sisters come to the front with the Maranatha chorus, and we'll all stand up and we all will tune in. So much French we understand. And we will just tune in where we can sing, "Please stand up, come to the front." And during that time, I read the word, what is written in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians 16. From verse 20. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Maranatha, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Just very mighty. All of us, we tune in. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thanks be to the Lord. Yes, we are expecting your return, O Lord. And we cry out time and again, Maranatha. Yesterday, we mentioned briefly of what is going on right now, also with Rome, with Israel, with that, what is happening in the Middle East, with all the apologies. We have it here, in all the emails. Pope is apologizing for the murder commandments. Vatican signs a treaty with the state of Palestine. Palestine assures the Christians freedom of religion. We spoke about it yesterday. And you know what is happening today? Today, in Rome, in the great stadium, there's the great meeting where very officially, publicly, all the apologies all who died the martyr's death throughout the church history of Rome, all who were murdered, today in the Stadium of Rome is the great meeting where very officially it is being apologized for that, what happened during the course of church history, whether Jan Hus, whether whatever it was, one can read it. They are apologizing to all. And right at the end, it's then written, this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And we all know there must be two different unions. The one worldly religious, and all the world, all the religions are included into this union. And the other union, Father, you in me, and I in them, that we all may be one. And may the world recognize that you have sent me. The unity of the true believers happens with Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we go back to that, what the apostles and prophets preached in the name of the Lord. And time and again, we must emphasize it anew. That what happened in the course of church history in the 1,600 years, that was what was invented, is not a part of the Word of God. It's not written in the New Testament. What was decided in the Council of Nicaea, it's of course not written in the Bible. It's not biblical at all. What was decided at the Council of Chalcedon is of course not written in the Bible. It's really not biblical. And in all these councils and synods, whatever was decided and established there was decided for the churches, for the certain church, but of course not for the church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And also this must be said very clearly. We have no right to accuse anyone. In our constitution is written, the first article, the dignity of man is untouchable. Every man on the earth decides how he lives and what he does. Even now, in the USA, in all the states there, the homosexual marriage was introduced. It's all right. It's all right. If the world wants it like that, the world, of course, lives without God. It, of course, cannot submit to the Word of God. Only he who believes in Jesus Christ, biblically believing, he will let himself be redeemed and saved, delivered from all the burdens, from everything what is not in agreement with the Word of God. We are not judging. We are not condemning anyone. We respect every religion and everything what is happening on the earth. And we leave it, we leave the judgment to the Lord God at the white throne. But we take ourselves the divine right to believe as the Scripture has said. And as our Lord expressed it, ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And God has given us the grace to experience a perfect redemption by faith of all the transgressions, and not only the forgiveness of sins and transgressions, but the deliverance of all bondages, of all what is not in line with God and God's word, so that we really can submit to the will of God. Brothers and sisters, since the many years, we have preached the counsel of God, and time and again we had to say it, that this is the most important period of time in church history, that this is the last message before the return of Jesus Christ, and that we really have a responsibility before God that this message is reaching the ends of the earth. And this we may say time and again anew, we may repeat it. Brother Branham received a direct commission by the Almighty God. He was told, and there also Brother Branham says, the voice on the 11th of June 1933 was so mighty, which was addressed to him, that he was thinking that the whole area was shaken when the words were spoken to him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And that's what it's all about. It's a divine commission. The Lord himself promised it. I send you. It's a promise. The Lord God himself said, I send my messenger before my face. He included this personal word, and he himself it came. The Lord became a servant. The Father in the Son, the Father revealed in the Son to bring the plan of salvation unto completion. And so we see that we are really dealing with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies and promises which God has purposed in his plan of salvation, and therefore the emphasis must be laid upon it. Ye, my people, not all, but ye, my people, you, my blood-bought flock, ye, my people, ye, my sons, ye, my daughters, hearken unto my word. Ye, my people, come out from them. Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And by the way, in all revivals, in every revival, the people came out of the state religion, and they dedicated their lives to God. And especially if one reads also about the witches, there were spirit baptisms, there were prophecies among them who believed, and they called them soothsayers and judged them. And this was then the Holy Inquisition. Everywhere where God gave revivals, there the people were called out. They were gathering to praise the Lord and to give honor unto him. And what really overwhelmed me when I read it with Servet, who not only came out of the state religion, but who received the revelation that God is only one and not three. And right them, they were persecuted and they were killed and murdered. The Lord always revealed himself as the same to his people. And now, in our time, there was a breakthrough. And we all know when Brother Branham firstly received the commission that he received a gift of divine healing and that he should go to the nations and that this gift will be a sign and that God will confirm the word and that the same ministry would take place which already took place in Genesis 18 and then with our Lord. That to this most simple man of God, whoever walked on earth, he saw in visions what he will tell to the people who came into the prayer line, what happened in their lives, or what is there. So God really confirmed his supernatural presence in the meetings. So that we all know that here it's not a man at work, but here God confirms his word. Somewhere I noted it down that Brother Branham 1,550 times in the prayer lines he could say, "Thus saith the Lord." Because the Lord God gave him a vision of that person. And he could say, "Thus saith the Lord." And important is with a prophet that he only says, "Thus saith the Lord," when he sees a vision. Also, this is very important with a prophet. So, we are grateful with all our hearts for the ministry which was promised for our time before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And do you know, brothers and sisters, when I heard the thunderstorm today, yesterday, what is it? In Genesis 8, 22, I had to think about it. Genesis 8, verse 22, I had to think about it. It will be winter and summer, sowing and harvest, heat and cold. That's how God said it already then. And so, we experienced it yesterday, very personal, that there was a heat as never before. Just very interesting. Very interesting. When one reads in the Holy Scripture, it will be sowing and harvest, summer and winter, heat and cold. But you know what really stood out to me this morning with the thunder? There was not a single thunder as the thunder which I heard on the 16th of June 1979 on the Isle of Fanø. With my own ears I heard it. It was a nice thunder which we heard today. It was very comfortable. And the lightning was also seen. Let us not go here into details. You know, do you know what stood out to me this morning in the prophet Isaiah? I think in chapter 29, it is there where the Lord speaks about that he will make the damage of his people well again. And at that time, the sun shall shine seven times brighter. I thought by myself, this is very tremendous. I think it should be still in Isaiah. I hope it's in Isaiah 29, where the Lord really makes the damage of his people well again. Yes, here it's written. I think it's Isaiah 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. So, at that time, the moon will be as light as the sun, and the sun shall be sevenfold, the light of the sun. Brothers and sisters, God, there shall be light at evening time. And also this scripture, Brother Branham mentioned many times from Zechariah 14, there shall be a day, not light and dark, but at evening time there shall be light. It has become light. With Israel there shall be light. There shall be light with us. Yes, it has become light. Never was the word of God so mighty from all sides, in all the connections. It was revealed as in our time. Also, that everything what Brother Branham has said, that we can place it biblically. It's really a gift of God that no man of God brings with him. No, it must be given to him by God. I brought nothing with me. Everything you are, Lord. And we give all the glory, alone the glory. We give the glory only to God. In April 62, what idea had I? What God wants to do in his plan. But then came the special day, the 11th of June, 1966. I remember it very... I like to remember it. Whether it means something to you, I don't know. But I'm grateful for all the leadings of the Lord, for all the ways which he was leading me. And you all know, and the day before, I was traveling to the funeral statue. I went up the stairs, the wooden stairs. There was only one room, which was on the first floor. And there Brother Branham was lying in a coffin. And I've seen him. I said it before. No wound. You all know, at the accident, at the car accident, he was lying, he was going through the window. Something terrible happened. But I've seen Brother Branham laughing. Not one wound, nothing. As I always knew him, but not at the age of 56, I think he was 35, he looked like 35, very nice. But what I wanted to say is the following. On the day of the funeral, when I returned in my hotel room, and when I was sitting down, and I really didn't know how it goes on, because a world was breaking down for me, and I was weeping with a broken heart. I was weeping, supplicating. And I said, Lord, how shall the church be perfected without the ministry of your prophet? It was my desire of my heart. It was the desire of my heart. Yes. And then, on the same day, after all this weeping, more than 2 hours I wept. And then I came to the room, into my room. Brothers and sisters, no man can imagine it. Such a peace of God, which is higher than all understanding of man. I was sitting down, and this time, no loud voice, but it spoke in my heart. Now, your time has come to bring the message into all the world. And so the Lord has had his way in all these years. And I really wished that my ministry would be finished now, that I shouldn't travel anymore. And it looks like that all the world is connected now. It looks like that all can listen now and all can experience. Let us come quickly now to two or three scriptures. Once again, back to that what was read already. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. Hebrews 10 verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence. Brothers and sisters, do we have a joyful confidence? We are still walking around sad because some circumstances are not so as we would like to have them. There are problems in the families. Everywhere are problems, young and old, great and little. But here it's written, joyful confidence in the German Bible. The joy of the Lord, in the Lord, despite of all sorrow, despite of all the trials. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So cast not away, therefore, your joyful confidence. Just very wonderful. Then, verse 36, for ye have need of endurance, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Again, the word promise. Promise. Oh, may the Lord God really give it once for all into our hearts. May he burn it into our hearts. Children of promise. The Savior was the promised Redeemer from the Garden of Eden up to Isaiah 7, verse 14. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. Promises and again promises. And when the time was fulfilled, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, and she said, I am the maid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me as you have said. Brothers and sisters, this is our standpoint today. Let it be done unto me as the child of promise. Let it be done unto me whatever you have said in your word and whatever you promised. And we all, please understand it. When Paul speaks and writes to the Corinthians that he would like to present Christ a chaste virgin, brothers and sisters, let us say it with all our hearts. We are reading always from the same Bible, and we are happy that there's also some repetitions in the sermons. But just be honest now. we may come to the point that every word, and even it is read for hundreds of times and preached to us hundred times, it goes anew through our bones and marrow and our hearts, that the Lord God speaks anew to us personally, that we're not only here to have part in a meeting, but that we are here to hear the word, to receive it, and to believe it with all our hearts. It can happen time and again anew. Whatever Paul says here, it can be read. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Very mighty. I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. Ye are espoused to the Lord. I've said it here before. I've written it, actually. That firstly, when two are meeting, and when the bridegroom gives the promise to the bride, yes, this is the moment where a promise was given, and with that moment the lady is the bride and the man is the bridegroom. And here Paul writes that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ, and I have espoused you unto him. And then right afterward, but I fear, verse 3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So, Paul knew it already then, that the enemy would not only in the Garden of Eden, but that time and again he would creep in to deceive, to question the word. Has God really said? And therefore the emphasis, brothers and sisters, everything what God said, whether you understand it or not, it is true, it is correct. Receive it, accept it, believe it, and then you get it revealed by his grace. Then we have Paul, who spoke especially about that we must be ready. And this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It is emphasized in a very special way, in all the details. It's written and described how everything will take place at the return of the Lord. One just needs to read from verse 50, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Then we see the exact order, how everything will take place. And no man needs to interpret it. Here, everything is said very clearly. In verse 53, it's written, for this corruptible body must put on incorruption, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Everything was written down. So when somebody tells you, the Lord came already, brothers and sisters, when the Lord returns, Then the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, who we are alive and remain, shall be changed. And together we will meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, to be with the Lord all the time. Yesterday, we already mentioned it, the wise virgins believe and respect every word of God, just as it is written. They leave it away. And if somebody comes then and says, oh, the prophet said so and so. Whatever the prophet said, whoever puts it in contrary to what God has said in his word, he has a demon. He has a devil who influences him and who deceives him. Whoever has the Spirit of God, whatever what's said by the Spirit of God, will understand it the right way. Every word of God he will respect, and he will place it biblically, and he will, it will also be placed biblically. The foolish believe all kinds of things, only not what the Scripture says. And therefore, the emphasis must be put on it. The difference between the foolish and between the wise is very great. And the wise know also Revelation 10. They know how to place it. When the Lord puts his foot upon land and sea, then we know, of course, what will happen. That's how it is written, of course. And the same way we understand that Brother Branham was the seventh church age angel, through whom God revealed all the mysteries of all of the plan of salvation. How many times the prophetic words have a twofold meaning or fulfillment, which one has to see and which one has to respect, and thanking God with all his heart for it. But they will not change anything on the word. If already written in Exodus 4, it's written, I have called my son, with this was Israel meant, I have called out my son. If then is written in the prophet Hosea, my son I have called and led out from Egypt. And then of our Lord is written that Joseph, the mother, took the child and they were going out to Egypt so that the scripture might be fulfilled. I have called my son out of Egypt. Just think of it. How different these experiences were. And nevertheless, they are very precise and are recognized very precisely and correctly. Right, this is the divine mystery which the Lord has given to us by his grace. Now let us read in that what Peter has said. It's one of the most important chapters in reference to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 2 Peter, chapter 3. That's how it is written here. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 2. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
Erinnerung festhaltet. Das von den Propheten verkündigt.
The word, das von den Aposteln, the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. The word what was carried on by the apostles. receiving it, accepting it, receiving ourselves the seed of the word. As we heard it yesterday from Luke 8, verse 11, we emphasized it. The seed is the word, and the word is the seed. And the faith is the victory which has overcome the world. And our Lord says, he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke of the Spirit who would be poured out upon us. And then we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, we read on, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Again, the word promise. As some men count slackness, but it's long suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God doesn't want that a single one of them whom he has chosen before the foundation of the world, that he would be lost, but that the last one, wherever he might be on the face of the earth, that he is called. And when the number is complete, then the trump of God shall sound, and the Lord will return. Then we have it here, especially in verse 14, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider, we are the beloved of God. We are the chosen of God. And here we are told that we should not be ignorant, but beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Brothers and sisters, we have heard the precious word in all these years, but now it becomes very serious. The return of our Lord is in very reachable near. It's at hand. And in every meeting, one has to say it anew, just as our Lord said it at that time. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we may really look up in faith. We may cry out, Maranatha, by faith, and say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come. We are waiting for your return. And right in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, where Paul mentions the rapture, there he has given the admonition to all who would like to make a decision for their lives still, that they make their decision in peace in the presence of God. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. Here we could read from the beginning, already in the second part, in first verse, that you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. that ye would abound more and more. So, you are already walking in the pleasing of God, but it can still become better, even more obedient, more devout, more connected with the Lord. Then verse 2, for ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Then it comes. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. And then every brother should know how to possess his own vessel, his own wife, not living just like that, but that's how God wanted it from the beginning. It's not good that man should be alone. Just think of it. Here he speaks of the changing, of the return of the Lord, of that what would take place. But before that, he gives all to the young people, he gives the advice along their way. Be sober, be of a good sound mind, make the decision in the will of God. It's better to be married than to be living in, than to burn, or to do anything what is not in the will of God. Paul gives such admonitions in connection with the return of Jesus Christ. It all addresses us. And we say it in the presence of God. We say it. May all be of a sound mind. All the believers being of a sound mind. All the young brothers. All the young sisters. Dedicating their lives fully to the Lord and saying, I want to stand before you, be merciful to me to make the right decision, and then God will let everyone succeed to them who belong to them, who be part of them, when the Lord returns. Let us summarize what was read already in the word of introduction. And let us read to it also from Romans chapter 11, to see that the faith in that, what God promised in his word and said, that is the most important. Not only to say, I'm a believer, here faith and unbelief is compared always. And it was the unbelief. The unbelief was the first sin in paradise. It was the moment in which Eve was listening and was doubting the word. Then unbelief set in, and the beguiling was the result. And here Paul, time and again, he referred to Israel and to the nations, to the Gentiles. He compared unbelief and belief. By unbelief, the natural branches were broken off, and by faith, the wild branches were grafted in their stead. Let us read only these two verses in Romans 11, Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Then verse 23, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able, God is able to graft them in again. Unbelief separates us from God. Unbelief is connected with disobedience. Belief is connected with obedience. And let us say this once again. Israel, the chosen people of God. And the Lord had to say to the scribes at that time, ye have rejected the counsel of God for yourselves because you were not baptized with the baptism of John. Brothers and sisters, to the Lord be the thanks that in this time all who come to the true faith, that they are also baptized in obedience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They wish it with all their hearts, and then they are baptized. It just belongs to it that we say to all the people on the earth that God is only one, although he revealed himself as creator, as savior, as healer, he revealed himself, yet he nevertheless remains the same. And the same God revealed himself to our salvation as Father in heaven, in the Son on the earth, and in the church through the Holy Spirit. God above us, God with us, and God in us. Not three eternal ones, not three almighty ones, but one eternal God. Only one. Only one. Whether in the Old or in the New Testament. The invention of the Trinity is terrible. And after the invention of the Trinity doctrine, then they invented the triune baptism. And in this connection, in the year 321, to the Jews, the Sabbath was forbidden. The synagogues were changed into pig stables in the year 321. And by these church fathers, they were called Christ and God murderers. They were cursed. Right after the Trinity doctrine, the Jews, by these church fathers, who all came from the satanic heathendom, where the high priest was the vicar, and now they were inventing their new doctrine of the Trinity, and right after that, they were turning against the Jews, who could not accept and receive the triune doctrine. And then from that time on, they were cursed. And from that time on, they were persecuted. Until the Third Reich, up to the 6 million Jews who were murdered. And who was behind it? Who was behind it? What was the motive? What was the strength, the motive behind it? If one reads history, brothers and sisters, then one really feels otherwise. And do you think it's easy for me to say this all publicly? One time I will be counted accounted. When will I appear before a court to give account for that what is preached now? But thanks be to the Lord God. We have only one responsibility, and this is to preach God's holy word as it was preached at the beginning. As we are writing it, and as we have preached it, the first baptism and the last baptism must be in agreement 100%. The first and the last sermon, the first and the last Lord's Supper, everything must be 100% be restored and must be restored. God Himself said it, I will restore. How easy we would have it. All the world would jubilate to us. No. We need the agreement of God. We need that God agrees. It's not about of a uniting, of a union, unity of various opinions and churches. Here it is about the unity. Father, you in me, and I in them, so that we all are one. This is the divine unity, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And when the term triune God is used, Trinity, triunity, eternal Son, if this term is written one time in the Bible, why it's not written, why should I believe it? I'm obligated to only believe what God has said in His Word. And if there's not a single place in the Word of God where the triune formula was used, really, not a single time. Everything was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every healing of the sick, every prayer, every baptism in the New Testament covenant name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. So not a formula, not titles. Oh, if I have to say it also, brothers and sisters, I say it. This formula is really used in all spiritual table and playing cards. This formula has been said. This formula must repeat whoever enters the Freemason Lodge. And there's nicely everything. Everything is nicely decorated. Just think of it. How clever the devil is. There's a table. And upon this table is the open Bible. And next to it is a triangle. You all know. Many compared the Trinity with a triangle. And next to the triangle is a circle. And the man has to show his chest before he makes the vow. There is the coffin. He has to look at the coffin before he makes the vow. Yes. Whether he's Muslim or whether he's Jew or whether Christians, all must repeat the triune formula at the entry of the lodge. If I would not have heard it from the mouth of the man of God, a man who belongs to the businessman of who knew Demas Shekharian, I was preaching at him at his place. He looked at me at this hotel and he came to me and he said, you are a stranger. Where are you from? What are you doing here? What should I tell you? I told him what I am. Then he said, I have here the chapters of the full businessman, of the full gospel, but also belong to the Freemason Lodge, and I'm a Jew. Just imagine, as a Jew, I had to repeat the triune formula when I entered this order, and I was thinking by myself, thanks be the Lord for this conversation. Brothers and sisters, our God is one God, and the New Testament covenant name in which God revealed Himself to us as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore, we thank our God And also in this way, the clarity was given to let loose with all our hearts of this unbiblical doctrine and what is happening with this doctrine, even today. To our God be the thanks for it, that we may believe as the Scripture has said, and that we may return to the original word. Brothers and sisters, more grace God did not have, and whom God is merciful, him he is merciful. And whoever is of God heareth God's word. And whoever hears God's word and receives it by faith, to him it will be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Just very wonderful. Recognize that the Lord is leading his saints in the wonderful way. And one more thought, without going into details, in the prophet Isaiah, we have the word watchman of the night, watchman of the night. How late is it in the night? The morning is coming, but it's still night. The night is far spent. The day is approaching. The day is nearing. And at midnight, we have the cry, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And we, as the blood-bought flock, we, as the reconciled ones with God, we can be crowned with God, crowned with grace. We can be gathered in peace, being gathered undisturbed, hearing the words of God, which remain forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And Peter could say, "This is the word which we preached unto you." We also had to say the admonitions. But we have preached the word, and we will continue to preach the everlasting word. May also this day the word of the Lord may it fall into our hearts, that we have an inner agreement to it, and may we lead a well-pleasing life to the Lord, remaining sober and normal in all the decisions, trusting the Lord that he will bring it to pass. To him, the Almighty God, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing as so often, "Just as I am." Bow our heads. We are opening our hearts before the Lord God. Brothers and sisters, this is the day which the Lord has made. This is the period of time of which Paul and Peter and James were writing. Even James is writing in chapter 5 from verse 7 that we should be patiently waiting until God sends the former and the latter rain, until the supernatural working and moving of God sets in, and until we are all filled with the Holy Spirit. that may the Lord give us prayer hours, prayer meetings, in which we are approaching God and have an experience with God. Under the preaching, in all these years, we have been sitting, and all the newcomers, they have heard everything and they believed everything. Whether it was 50, 40, 30, 20, or 10 years ago, everything can remain as it was preached and as it is written. Nothing must be changed of it. Brothers and sisters, I took myself the time in the past days, in the recent days, I was reading the circular letters of the year 2012, 13, 14 and 15. And before the Lord I said, what was not written already? Everything was preached. Everything was written. But one request I have before the presence of God, that from now on only the same brochures are printed in all languages and published, that no way is alone done anymore, but that the bride of the Lamb is brought into lockstep worldwide, receiving the same information, the same circular letters, the same sermons, that all are coming into the unity of faith. And don't you worry, God will take care for it, that all in all languages receive at the right time and will hear the same. As Brother Branham, as it was shown to him, the bride came out of lockstep. But she returned again into lockstep, one heart and one soul in all peoples and tongues and nations. And together with Paul, we are claiming here that all who are hearing the call of God now, that they are part of it, because they believe, believing with all their hearts, and the faith leads to obedience, and the faith connects us in obedience with God. That's how it was with Abraham. He believed, and he saw the promise fulfilled, and he was obedient when he wanted to sacrifice Isaac as a sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, as we are shown in Romans 9, 10 and 11, the faith is connected with God and His Word, connected with the promises. Unbelief separates us from God. It breaks us out from God. And therefore, may the Lord God give it to all of us. The true faith, the faith, as the Scripture has said, so that we are having part in everything what God is doing right now by His grace. As we are having our heads bowed, let me ask today whether some newcomers are in our midst who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord and who would like to make a covenant of a good conscience with God and who would like to be baptized biblically. Are there some in our midst? Please raise your hand. Do we have baptized already everyone? If not, then there's today an opportunity to obey the Word of God and to be baptized biblically. Is there one hand? Perhaps one hand is added. Where do you see one? Yes, two, three.
Oh,
May the Lord God bless. May the Lord God bless. Do the two sisters have an inviting song to come to the Lord? Brothers and sisters, what a grace. Today, if you hear His voice, one more question. Do we have such in our midst who have still difficulties to understand the one or the other what is being preached in the message? Raise your hand. We want to pray together. Thank you, sister, precious sister. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you all. To the Lord be the thanks. With Him all things are possible. He can reveal all things. He can bless.
Noch ist die Zeit der Gnade, volle Erlösung da. An unsere Stelle büßte Jesus auf Golgatha. Zahllose Scharen eilen freudig der Heimat zu. Sie haben Heil gefunden, Frieden und Seelenruh. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist er in deinem Kreis. Nun ist der Thron der Gnade mit Opferblut besprengt. Und der vergebenen Sünde Gott nimmer mehr gedenkt. Des Heilands liebes Sonne, Guten und Bösen scheint. Das Volk des neuen Bundes ist durch sein Blut vereint. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist wert in deinem Kreis. Kommst du verirrt und hilflos, für dich ist Rettung da. Was dir die Welt nicht bietet, findest du auf Golgatha. Frieden für Zweifelsfragen, Heilung für allen Schmerz, Kraft um das Kreuz zu tragen, Liebe fürs leere Herz. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr in deinem Gleich. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr in deinem Reich.
Amen.
Amen. To the Lord be the thanks and the worship. Yesterday we have reported of that, what God has done in Moldavia. It was really extraordinary. Our brothers from Romania, they have done, they have contributed their part to it. Whether John, whether Brother Daniel and Brother Florin, all contributed their part to it. And 11,700 were joining us online to watch the TV interview. The Word of God was addressed to all of the nation. And also there, the Lord will call out the last ones. You all know the months April, May and June were really extraordinary, whether in the Far East, wherever it was, whether at the Persian Gulf or in Pakistan, everywhere God has opened hearts and doors. And now, we are planning a great journey, and we say the will of the Lord may be done. Actually, I shouldn't travel. There's no need for me to travel anywhere. The brothers and the several local assemblies, they are connected now. They can all tune in. But in all the greater cities, in the DRC, there are arranged great meetings. Everywhere the stadiums are rented. Everywhere the state TV will be part of it to transmit and to broadcast what is being said. Now we have one problem. On the 8th of June, we have sent my passport to Berlin, to the embassy. And the postal strike in our country caused it that we don't have the passport back yet. And all the meetings are arranged. And in particular, Brother Tati said, listen, the journey must take place. There's no other way. Yes, very good. If it must take place, then it will take place. Whether with the visa or without visa. If God wants it, so much confidence we have toward Him. Yes. Yes, He is the Lord. He will bring it to pass. May God bless in particular our beloved brother Tati, the best translator from the English into the French language. And mostly another tongue is also translated so that we can reach the people in the country. Remember me in your prayers. To the Lord be the thanks. Until now it still goes on. I'm still able. And we expect that He continues to give grace. So Ezra said, if the journey must take place, it will take place, whether with visa or without visa. I really believe that they make an exception for me in Kinshasa. And they say, bienvenue ici. Welcome here. To our Lord be the thanks. You took so much expenses on you, traveling so far, from the far north, Finland, from Romania, from Poland, from Prague, from Slovakia, from England, from all countries of Europe. We are gathered here to hear the word of the Lord. May God bless also our visit from Flagstaff. May God bless our visit from Toronto, and in particular from Edmonton. May God bless you. May He bless from South Africa. May He bless from all of Africa, from all over the world. May God bless together with us His blood-bought flock. And we are preparing ourselves in faith and in obedience for the return of the Lord. And now we ask our choir leader to sing a song together with us in the English language, which we all can tune in. I like it. I really like it when the choir is singing songs which are all well known to all. We all can tune in all languages. Is the choir leader still among us? Has he heard it? If he has heard it, then he is already on his way. Yes, the singers are coming now. The singers are coming now. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Singen einmal, dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre.
Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre. Dein Opfer ist vollbracht, von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, können wir in deinem Reich. Wir sind sein Gott auf Erden,
we say Amen. Please remain standing. And today we ask our beloved brother Eric Schmidt to come to the front now and to pray and thank the Lord together with us. He is also part of it from the very beginning. God blessed him and he made him a blessing. Thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, to you be the praise and the thanks and the glory for everything what you have done for us on the cross of Calvary. Your precious blood was shed for our salvation, and we received it when your word came forth. You took dwelling in our hearts. And I thank you that this word is alive in our hearts and that this precious seed springs forth for the glory of your name. I thank you, Lord, that our eyes are focused on you. We trust you. To you be the thanks and the glory for all your grace and faithfulness. We have laid everything before you, and we didn't gather in our own name, but we gathered in your name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here gathered, hearing your word, and we accepted it, and we received it for us personally. And each one who receives this word personally, he is saved, Lord. Because you have shed your precious blood on the cross. Whoever receives this blood is saved. He is delivered. He is healed. And in your name we are standing here, being conscious that your work of redemption is perfect. We thank you for all your grace and for all your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, Amen. The three things will be emphasized over and again: the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for us, the word with all the promises which the Lord has given us, and the Spirit of God, who quickens the word and who leads us into the word by revelation. Are you all grateful for the word of God? Do you believe with all your heart the message which God entrusted to us? Do you all believe that the return of the Lord is at hand? Do you all believe, as the scripture says, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads? And also the scriptures which were read from Hebrews 10 and other scriptures, that God gives us the grace to live a life fully pleasing, being found in His will when He returns. And now we give our beloved Helmut Miskis greetings with him to all of Brazil, to Chile, to Paraguay, that the Lord may bless our brother mightily, blessing him, and that he makes him a blessing, that everywhere the word, that he can bring the word of the Lord everywhere, and that all are joined with the proclamation. Because I believe out of conviction, not for my sakes, but because of that what the Lord Himself said, the last message foreruns the coming of Christ. And only he who hears the last message and who believes it and who obeys it, what was said, he will be part of it. All, without judging, all will walk on their own ways. they will not reach the goal. Let us thank the Lord God for the grace which He has given us. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, you have blessed us.
Du hast uns vor die Bundeslade im Offenbarungszelt.
In the tabernacle, we are seeing the Ark of the Covenant. We believe all the words of the Old and of the New Covenant. And we believe that your word does not return void, but that it will accomplish for what you have sent it for. Precious Lord, we pray for the blood-bought flock, for all who are ordained to see the glory of God, that they experience the word from Revelation 19, and his bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in white linen. Beloved Lord, wash us not only from all sins, take away all spots, take away all wrinkles, wash us in Jesus' holy blood, in the cleansing flood. Once again we thank you for the power of your blood, of your word and of your spirit. And we ask you, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us your peace and your blessing. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Hallelujah, Amen. Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Herr, segne uns jetzt.
And all the people said, Amen. Please take greetings with you to all, in all cities, in all countries. Brother Willie, please take greetings. Take greetings with you to Slovakia, Czech Republic, Finland, Sweden, Switzerland, Austria, Romania, really everywhere. And God willing, we see us again at the first weekend of the next month. Remember me in your prayers. We are joined in the Lord. May God bless you, precious sister, from the city of Berlin. God bless you in a special way. Our sister from Johannesburg, God bless all and be with all of us. Brother Schmidt, please close with us in prayer. Heavenly Father, God of grace and righteousness, you who you revealed himself in Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, the divine blood, you have given your divine blood, and we thank you for the purification, for the sanctification, and for the right to be your children, O God. Thank you. We ask you, abide with us, abide with all who are going on their way to travel home, and abide also with those who have listened online. Oh God, we ask it for your name's sake. As to you alone belongs the glory, all the worship, all the thanks goes to you. Please bless again. We ask it in your name. Amen. Let us sing, Thou Art Worthy.
Thou Art Worthy. Jesus.